96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, break tell it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Baton, I say up and running. Caliban say my show, boy, don't ever give in.
Good night, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259, and you can text us powered by BTC at 422GR96. Also, you can listen in on Cable Bahamas on the 969. You can listen in. It's also broadcasting live. I want to say thanks to each and every one of you who are listening to Inside Inner City on this wonderful Friday evening. I also hope you're enjoying yourself as well, you know, because you work hard all week. So you should be encouraged to go and enjoy yourself with your girlfriend, your wife, your family and friends, and even, you know, just enjoy yourself. You know, relax yourself. Don't spend too much. Keep a low budget, you know, because, you know, the weekend goes quickly, and then, you know, Monday starts again, and then you'd have to be, you know, scrapping again. So save a little bit. The last you tell probably Wednesday, Thursday, you know. So enjoy. Yes. I also have a lot of nicknames. Scoochie Scrooge, Governor, MP, you know, so my pleasure. Last week, you know, we was having a discussion talking about the crisis in Haiti, and we had a wonderful discussion. You know, we had a wonderful discussion along with Mr. Thompson, you know, who is the Constitution man, a very, very decent gentleman. He is strictly about the Constitution. He is a man who does not break the law. He believes strictly in the Constitution and the Bahamas. You know, these are the qualities and behemoths that we want to have in this country, you know, representing our country. But be as it may, as much as we and Mr. Thompson believe in the Constitution of the Bahamas, which is the rights of every individual to follow the Constitution of the Bahamas. The Constitution serves us a great purpose in this country. You know, when you go to court, you know, it's your rights, you know. You know, if you're locked up, you know, the Constitution protects you as a citizen. You know, it also directs you on where the country should be headed, in what direction. But also we have legislators. Legislators are persons who we, as citizens of the country, we call our MPs or our senators. Lower House Chamber, which is the senator's chamber. And then we have parliament with the senior MPs, you know, that actually votes and passes the bills to add on to many of our laws in the country, and we must understand that. Now, in doing so, we have to understand what that means. It can be made to even the law, because these parliamentarians, what people don't understand, they are actually law makers, okay? And they add on to whatever the country is going is like progressing for, even with the Constitution, okay? So my point is, Mr. Thompson is a Bahamian who follows the law. He understands the Constitution. You know, not, we have to respect him for that. But at the same time, the Constitution is only a paper that was put in place by our forefathers for a guideline for the country. Honorable men, right? And even some of these honorable men broke the Constitution. And even today, the Constitution is being violated on so many fronts that, you know, I feel it for Mr. Thompson when he talks about the Constitution and that nothing trumps the Constitution. But also there are being amendments to the Constitution by our policymakers, which is our politicians, the same guys who we vote in Parliament. They add on to the Constitution. You know, you understand? Sometimes to meet their demands and their benefit, not to the benefit of the Bahamian citizens, you know, but the benefit of their party and their own particular agenda. And we have seen it over and over. You know, we were talking last week with Mr. Thompson, and he mentioned the fact, you know, with the Constitution. You know, I talked about 1973, and I was saying, like, you know, all of the Bahamians, all of the persons living in the country, which was the British at that particular time, and there's also people who were living in the country who were not registered. The Seminole Indians, who were our descendants, were living in Andres. They're the true descendants, eh, of the Bahamas, in Red Bay, Andres, okay, who were hunted, eh, in the Seminole Wars, who left Florida and came to the Bahamas. They were to and fro from Florida to the Bahamas, and they hid in Andres, in a place where it was highly dense. There were forests, and Andres is a big, large place, so when they came looking for them, they couldn't find them in Andres. And they stayed there, undetected, for many, 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 many years. And they helped develop Andres. So most of us who are, who we call blacks, are actually Seminole Indians, black Seminole Indians that came from Florida and stayed in Andres and then migrated to Cat Island and Exuma and et cetera and et cetera. Way before the Constitution of the Bahamas. Way before that. Okay, way before that, people were here before the Constitution of the Bahamas. There are other people also living in the country before the Constitution of the Bahamas. Before there were even passports, they were living here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And that's a fact, and that's history. So we have a wide group of people, what I was trying to explain, that were living here, you know, the citizen and those who were here hiding, and then they migrated. Okay, and then after 1973, you know, we got independence. And when we got independence, those who were registered, like Mr. Thompson was stating, and I overstated when I said all Bahamians, you know, everyone were here, you know, got Bahamian citizenship, as Mr. Thompson explained, not all in all cases. But to say that we missed out, just say in 1973, the majority of people who were here, the Barbadians, the Jamaicans, you know, those Haitian nationals who were working on the free trade, even though they were French, they were working in the Bahamas. Some of them got their documents sorted out. You know, we had a variety of blacks from the Caribbean, along with Europeans like the Greeks and et cetera, living in the country. Not all got registered. So what they did is that who our immigration and our government did not catch in that particular time, they migrated into our system. And after they stayed there for so long, you know, able to go through the procedure, and then, you know, you'd see them where they swear and they apply and they swear and they become citizen. You look in the newspaper, you'd see a lot of people applying, you know, to be citizen of the country. Then you'd see where they get sworn in, and then they become Bahamian citizens. So that's the case I was talking about. You know, because we got to understand that if the government, if the first line of defense when it comes to the immigration policy, right, and the law where you have officials looking for illegal immigrants in the country, You have the police supposed to be looking for these individuals. So if these people were able to evade police for over 10, 15, 20 years, or the immigration, it's going to be hard for the Bahamas government, who failed to do their job, to arrest, search, and then do an investigation, and then in some cases deport. They were unable to do that for many, many thousands of people living in the country. So to really say, you know what, someone has been living here 25 years, right? Now we're going to send them back. You know, it's very hard because you fail in a timely fashion, right, to arrest those who broke the law, who are living in your country, who are causing the strain on your healthcare system, your schooling system. You understand? But there's an international law that protects them, you know, when they land on the land in the Bahamas. You understand? And it also goes to this. The Constitution of the Bahamas doesn't mean nothing if the men who read it, who are part of the lawmakers, do not abide by it. It only abides by them in their circumstances, their family, their friends, or whatever. They have their desire. They use it for them. Okay? So it doesn't mean nothing. The poison or poisons who are lawmakers, they find ways to work around it. And we all, as lower-class behemoths living in the country, we see these things and we know these things. It don't apply for everyone. Only in certain circumstances, we see the Constitution apply to certain circumstances. We always see where the Constitution says one thing, and then we see a lawmaker who was a politician say the next thing. So it comes down to honesty, integrity when it comes to the Constitution. It doesn't mean nothing if the people who are behemoth lawmakers don't have integrity, honesty inside of them. It doesn't mean nothing. So I just wanted to say that, you know, Mr. Thompson, you're a good man, you know, you're a lawful man, you don't break the law. So I understand exactly what you talk about. But then we have to look at the fact that we have about 20 or 30,000 passport or more have been given out in the last 50 years in the country. And what you were saying that, you know, the Constitution says this and says that. But yet still, people who of Haitian descent, who are now behemoths, who do the proper procedure, some did it illegally, we would never know. You know, because it's not the fault of the Bahamian people. It's the fault of the Bahamian government officials in between the FNM and the PLP and the Immigration Department in the last 50 years. They are the ones to blame who either did it illegally, you know, to get paid. And then if they did it lawful, we give them a thumbs up. But we all know that a lot of documents in this country, right, were given out, paid for, okay? Not legally done, paid for. And now people have Bahamian passports, you know? So if the Constitution says one thing, and then we see where people in the thousands get passports and driver's license and national insurance, and they ain't supposed to get, and it's not the fault of the Bahamian people, okay? It's not the fault of the Constitution. It's the fault of the lawmakers who give in their tenure as the Minister of Immigration or the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That's why when Mr. Thompson was talking, you know, and he's talking about the Constitution, and then all this stuff happened, you know, what ain't supposed to happen. But our lawmakers are the ones who were in charge of the Immigration Department. They were in charge of the government, and they were the ones who were issuing all of these documents. Even when it comes to birth certificate, we see some of our, what we call them now, justice of the peace, you know, getting bribed and giving out birth certificate, you know. So it goes deep, you know. There's a lot of corruption around, you know, a lot of desperation, you know, around in the country. So, yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, and like I said, Mr. Thompson is what we call a citizen of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas who abides by the laws and regulations of the country. But Mr. Thompson, what you abide, eh? A lot of people don't. And it's evident by the number of passports given out every year. Now, listen to me good. I'm not saying no one's deserving of having those passports, okay? Who is me, you know? I probably done the same thing if I was in a similar position. You understand? So I can't say. It could be wrong. You know, it could be right. Who knows? So I wait on Kermit to come back to play one two video recording at the start of the show, but he's not here now, so I just continue the conversation. So let's go back to our discussion. And last week I was giving you similarities on we need to find out the facts of actually what is happening in Haiti and why. And we also here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you know, we're tired of the influx of illegal immigrants coming in the country. We call them illegal immigrants, you know, because we're Bahamians and they're Asian or the Jamaican. So once you're not our nationality and we have independence and we have our immigration policy, we have the Bahamas. So, yes. So we call them illegal immigrants. You know, those who flee in from Haiti wanting a better life. We need to find out the reason why. I think now we have found the reason. The reason why it goes way, way back. It goes way back with Cuba. It goes way back with Haiti. You know, we got to understand that Cuba and Haiti was fighting for black people all over the world. All over the world. You know, there's a city, Chicago is developed by a Haitian national. Okay, I just want to talk about the history. You know, if you look at the Bahamas history, during Haiti's revolution, after they ousted the French, do you know if you go by Fort Charlotte Fish Fry, just go and go on a tour and let the lady, she knows she has a nice African dress and she tells the history about Fort Charlotte. And in that history, you would see a statue when you go down in the fort and you would see some names right also stuff of the Fort Charlotte. So she is very educated and she knows her history. Do you know that after the French were fleeing from Haiti, they were in Bahamian waters. Toussaint gave chase at the French and they were about to embark on the Bahamas. So what Toussaint did is that he knew that in the Bahama lands, there were blacks living here just like them in Haiti. So what he did not allow the French to set up base here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. What he did was he fired his cannon at the French ships that were about to embark on the Bahamas. He fired his cannons. And these were the ships that the French left in Haiti, you know, because when the Haitian Revolution started, you know, it was pure chaos, you know, the people were mad, you know. French were occupying them for many, many, many years. Treating them bad, just like how the English were here in the Bahamas. They were colonies, you know. Haiti was colonized by the French and the Bahamas was colonized by... That Bahamas was colonized with French voice, you know. Because Christopher Columbus is not an Englishman. That's what people don't know. Go check it out. It's not an Englishman. Okay? So, let me see if I can remember it. So let me continue the conversation. So, yeah, Toussaint gave chase. He fired his cannons. And I found this history out right up Fort Charlotte, you know, because I go sometimes, you know, on my walk, and I like to listen to people who have history and stories. So I was fascinated with it, you know. And she told me that he fired his cannons, and by him firing his cannons, he was able to push the French out of the Bahamian waters. And what he said that, they are black brothers there. We don't want them to do what they did in Haiti. And they fled the Bahamas. Yes, this is all true. But they were liberators. Yeah, the Haitians, you know, Jamaicans and all us. All of us at that particular time, we were fighting against the colonists. You know, we were friends, we were family. We were all connected. Haiti, Jamaica, Trinidad, and Tobago, all of us were fighting for our independence, you know. We got them in different time. But the message was being spread in each and every Caribbean country around the world, and everyone was fighting for the same cause, you know, fighting for it. That's why you have so much civil rights leaders in the country like Sir Randall, you know, Sir Lyndon Penland, you know, Clementine Maynard, you know, all of those guys who you saw there, they fought. You know, Pompey, you know, all of these guys, Pompey gave us the one day off, the day that we celebrate today in the country, you know, gave us that day. Pompey, what we call Pompey Square, he fought for independence as well, even though it was way back in the, what is 16th, 17th, or 18th century. He was fighting for independence then because he told the slave masters, man, I work for you from Monday to Sunday. I need a day for myself, and he ran away, you know, and he was captured and brought to the capital, right to Fort Charlotte. All his history is right there for you guys. You know, before we criticize people, you know, we want to hate people, but all of us were fighting for a CM cause, and then, you know, as we got independence, the people come up with a gimmick now, and a smart thing, you know, when they put us all aboard in the Caribbean, Trinidad, Tobago, it could be in Twins, and they separate us because they don't want us to unite again. So they give us independence, and they say, we use the Bahamas, use Jamaica. And then we use that as a way to hate one another because now I'm a proud Bahamian. I hate Haitian. I hate Jamaican because I'm a proud Bahamian. I'm nothing like them. And the same thing the Jamaican would say to us, and the same thing the Haitian would say to us. The same thing the Trinidadian would say to us. But all of us are stupid. Because if you look at the history, not everyone's captured on slave ships. I just give a definition about the Seminole Indians who flee the Seminole Wars. Not everyone was captured. There were tribes still living in the country undetected for many, many years and still was undetected when the laws come in place. They just integrate themselves in the system and say they was here a long time. And that's what you call the indigenous. So before there was any constitution, before any of that, there were always Jamaicans, Haitians, Trinidadians fighting the colonists. And we lose our way when we got independence. And we started to say, because we's Jamaica, I don't like the Bahamas, they think they're better than somebody, but all of us are fools. And all of us who think like that are fools. The only difference separate us is how we show our hospitality. What it is to be a true Bahamian? What it is to be a true Bahamian? Love, kindness, eh? Caring, sharing. That's us Bahamas. And anyone who comes here, I don't care how violent or whatever it is, love conquers all. Now, I say don't be a fool and let your guard down. But love conquers all. And anyone who comes here, that love we show, and the hospitality we show, they themselves would receive that. And they themselves would be that Jesus. We a loving nation. We a kind nation. You know, we a caring nation. We're not a hateful nation. I know many of us are mad because, you know, a lot of illegal immigrants are coming, putting a screen on us. Yes, everyone are mad, you know? But let's understand the situation. We have to protect our borders in the country, and we have to do it in a decent way. Also, humanity, those who we catch, we process them right, and we ship them up. Because honestly speaking, as a citizen of the country, we cannot deal with it, the burden of it in this country. Yeah, all of us are brothers and sisters, and independence separated us. And the only thing that separates us from our other people is their ways and action. We can't allow people to come here with their ways and action and bring their ways in our country, and that's what a lot of us are afraid of. But as long as we have a structure, we believe in the Most High, and we believe in one another, and we continue to show love and care for one another, then these things will not affect us the way we think it's going to affect us. Because those people who come here, they become a part of us. You know? Do we think we need the Bahamas? Do we think we need Jamaica? Do we think we need Trinidad and Tobago? Go find out what the original names are. Eh? Way before that. What do the Lakaians used to call these islands? Yeah. I'm just waiting on the producer to come in. Let me see if I get you on. Word caller. Good night.
A godly day is just starting away so long with you, Scooch.
Good night.
Carly, can hear you.
I say good night.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you much the same. We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas. Scooch, you know, I've been all over the place. When I say all over the place, there's hardly any place I ain't been in our country. I've been to a couple of the family islands, born to the family island. And I live here in Nassau, and I've been all over the place in this little Nassau. I've been around when you could sleep on the street, in the middle of the street, in the night, all night in Nassau.
Yes, sir.
Okay? The problem we have is that we think we're better than people. We are just different. We're different type of people. We are different. That's why people take to us. Okay? I traveled the United States, various parts of the United States. Bahamian people, the real Bahamian people, they are loved and respected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We are just different. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, good night to you.
Same to you.
Okay. All right. And our Brahman say we're different. And of course, we are different. Because we are some of the kindest set of people in the world. Kindest set of people in the world. And I would agree on that. And we are different. And that's why we continue to be the way who we are, and we get back to the old ways that we supposed to be, and we teach our children, eh? We teach our teenagers, we teach our females, we teach our males. This country will be 10 times better than the way it is now. Raymond talked about sleeping on the porch on the family islands. Yes. Yes. And I would agree. Can we blame the Haitian nationals? Can we blame the Bahamian nationals? Let's say we blame the government officials and we blame the church and then we blame the citizens because they are leaders. We vote for them and they take the lead. And a lot of them have dropped the ball just because they wanted to get rich. And they have failed to address the issues that was facing us many, many years ago come to haunt us. And now that it has come to haunt us, we have to realize what the problem is. And the problem is this. The island of Haiti, when it fought for a lot of black countries, Caribbean countries around the world. Listen, people, Haiti and Cuba, the same Cuba you see across the border from us, who many of us would say bad things about, those people were fighting to liberate a lot of Caribbean countries around the world. And we, on the other hand, you know, we were thinking they're bad countries. You know, it goes to say, like when we were younger, we used to be watching the news, we used to be watching TV, and we would see the Indians, you know, in the Western movie. And we would be, you know, kill Indians, kill Indians, kill Indians, you know. And the Indians are the bad guys, you know. That's how the movie projected it, you know. And we were set on that, all of us. And I'm if anyone who's listening now know exactly what I'm talking about. If you were watching 30 years ago, and even now with the Cowboys and Indians, now with the history now, you will know that the Indians were the good guys. That was the Indian land. And that the Cowboys, them, the Europeans who came there, the Indians showed them hospitality, teach them their ways. And what they do in turn? They started to take the people land, take the people identity. They started to scalp. You know, I thought the Indians were the ones who started scalping. But when you really look at it, it was the cowboys who came in the Indian territory, and as a price was put on the Indians. So for each Indian scalp, you got paid. So they started to scalp the Indians. So when we was watching the Western, we'd see the Indians scalping the white man when he dropped on the ground, right? We'd see that. But we ain't seeing the part where they were doing that way before the Indians know how to scalp. The Indians only started to do what they saw them doing to the Indians. But many of us thought that the Indians, you know, were the bad guys. Now, when we look at history now, it shows you that the Indians were on their own land. They show hospital to the cowboys. Now, some people might be saying, you're saying this, and it's just like the Haitians. You know, you're showing them hospitality, and many of us would say this, and many of us would agree with this. You know, they don't like behemoths. You know, they come here. They talk bad as we do all this and all that. Yeah, it's true. But now, it doesn't go to all those people out there, because we have a lot of decent Haitian nationals who live in these communities, who are decent people, who don't get no problem. You know, it's just the same thing in the behemoths is that we have good, we have bad, we have gossipers, you know, we have liars, you know. We have people who start problem, spread propaganda. Same thing. In every nation, in every country you could go in, we have the same base as other countries have. Just wanted to say that. I think I get a call. I get a call there? No? Okay, good. Yeah. So they were punished. Haiti and Cuba were punished for that, for what they did, because they were going against what the Europeans them have established, the colonies. And since Haiti started the revolution and they oust the French, by law, gave them what you call an alternative. Pay taxes in the sum of millions back in the day. And they say that was equivalent close to about $1 billion or so. That it was agreed upon if the Haitian wanted their independence, they would have to pay the French a certain amount of money. You know, and at that time, you know, with all the French leaving out the country with all their businesses, the country started to crumble. You know, all the major investors leaving out, all the companies, the pink companies, the oil companies, whatever companies were there, you know, they started the jewelry store, whatever it was that was, what it was that's making money, all of them started to leave the country, you know. So the money value dropped. And now you're paying a huge amount to France, you know. And in return, after payment, it started to drain the Haitian country. So now poverty steps in, you know, because they were one of the richest Caribbean countries in the world. Haiti was one of the richest Caribbean countries in the world. And they still are today, you know, but they have the natural resources, but as for the finance, it's not there. And it was around, it's separated around the country, you know, Oates Creek and all the major businesses on Bay Street. That's how it is set up. You know, and they are protected, you know. And then there's companies giving certain gangs money so that they don't destroy their companies. See, if you watch what's going on, this is all a way of destabilizing your country. That's why we and the Bahamas have to get a hold on crime. Because we let it deteriorate to a point, we end up in the same situation where it's unstable. And sending the troops in there isn't going to make no difference. You know? Because the people are in dire need, and they're desperate. They have no leadership. They don't trust they don't trust their politicians, because the U.S. has played a very important role in who was elected of Haiti. And the president that is elected, he does the bidding of the U.S. and the European nations. And they don't do enough to try and help Haitian nationals to empower themselves. You know, then gangs start to develop where there are a lot of firearms, you know, and the gang leaders in different parts of Port-au-Prince, you know, different factions. They get paid off from these major companies who are mining and processing. You know, so they're giving certain gang leaders money and tell them, you know, look here, we're working with y'all. We give y'all some finance, give y'all some funds. Y'all just don't destroy this and just keep this area straight. And then the gang leaders, you know, they ain't too smart. They fight with all the rival gangs, you know, and so people got to live out the country. We can't say all Haitians are violent because all those who are fleeing, they have to be fleeing for a reason. You know, they fleeing because they want to be a part of the poverty. They don't want to be a part of the violence that's going on. They want a better life. You know, because you see them fleeing. You know, you see them coming to the Bahamas. You see them going to the U.S. You see them going to Canada. You know, and all that's because the United States and France are the ones who destabilize in Haiti and causing the screen to come on us in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. That's the bottom line. You know, the natural resources are being exploited out of Haiti. You know, they don't have to be leaving Haiti and coming to the Bahamas and putting screen on the Bahamian people. You know, it all is a strategy set up by the monopoly of companies and the two major superpowers, France and America, that causing all this problem in the Commonwealth, in Haiti, and in the Caribbean, causing this mass migration, causing the screen on our healthcare, causing the screen on our defense force, causing us to spend millions of dollars on defense force boat to protect our borders. Come and we can play that first one. Fleck, players, this is a guy from the U.S. So what role the U.S. is playing in the affairs of Haiti. Just listen. Could we play it, Carmen?
1970, the average home was $15,000.
It is now I think that's the wrong one. Yeah, but I'll play the second one, and I can come and give you the next one. Huh? Yeah, play the second one. We can just listen to this one, and I'm going to play the first one. Go ahead.
Giving his take on the escalating violence in Haiti. Georgia says that although the island nation has been known for its consistent state of emergencies and crises over the decades, he believes what is happening today is unprecedented. Following an emergency summit in Jamaica to restore law and order, there are plans to establish a presidential council. However, Georges contends that based on his knowledge, not many on the ground are in favor of preliminary proposals by CARICOM.
And leading politicians, the most popular politicians, they do not agree with the CARICOM proposal as it stands. It's not that they're saying CARICOM doesn't have a right to make a proposal. But it is what is the articles within that proposal, the components that they're not necessarily agreeing with.
And the source of the havoc on the island, according to Georges, is also not on board with those articles.
And then the gang leaders, they are also speaking about the CARICOM proposal, and they are not in agreement with it. And if they're not in agreement with it, we all know that 80% of the metropolitan area, the capital of Haiti, which is Port-au-Prince, they're running the show technically right now.
But how would that then affect the Bahamian Defense Force officers that have committed to be deployed to Haiti?
That Kenya is now saying, well, if the prime minister resigned, there is no sitting government, then how do you expect us to send our police force in there? And I think the same would affect the Bahamas' position with the 150 Defense Force officers that we've pledged. If there's no sitting government, there's no prime minister, yes, we've person presidential council, but the persons who are technically on the ground and wreaking havoc and running things or are in control in Haiti right now, they're not in agreement with that. So how do we move forward?
Reporting for our news, I'm Megan Shepherd.
Yeah, that's Luby George. You know, and I was talking with the gangs in Haiti. Now, I was here last week and I was telling you and I'm giving you actually an idea because, you know, similar things happened here in the country many years ago, but us as gang leaders in the country. So things are just basically similar. Now, the major companies, you know, I don't have the names of these companies that are in Haiti, but I don't need to. There are companies there. These companies hire these gang leaders because they want to keep the country destabilized, okay? Because money separates. Now, you hear Luby George saying that they're trying to set up a 7th presidential, we'd have 7 persons probably set up to be a council of probably 7 persons who holding prime minister or some similar post to try and bring a government in place. And you're hearing Luby saying that the guys on the streets and the general public and some of the politicians who are in Haiti disagreeing with the decision of the U.S. and those countries that are trying to put this plan in place. The reason why is because if you go and do the documentary on Haiti, you would see where a lot of the presidents were handpicked by the U.S., put in place to be president of Haiti. And then again, we see that their interest was not for the Haitian people, but for the Haitian people's natural resources. Okay? You understand? And let me give you a prime example. Carmen, we could play the next second clip, please. This is the second one. This is a guy in America, and he's telling you what America role it's playing in the affairs of Haiti.
Okay. Everyone's talking about Haiti. Everyone wants to talk about Haiti. Yes, they're eating people in Haiti. Let me show you why. And we're not even going to get into how the Clinton Foundation pushed Monsanto seeds on Haiti back in the 90s, and that ruined their entire agricultural system. We won't even get into that, but look into that shit. We don't even have to get into the CIA trying to kill the Haitian president in the 90s, because they did it 2 years ago. Yeah. So about 2 years ago, the Haitian president was killed, shot in his own home. And it turns out that every single member of the hit team was, first of all, American. And secondly, they were part of the CIA-run counter-narcotics team in the Colombian military. Here's another maybe something to think about. Haiti totally rejected the vaccines back during COVID. So for anyone wondering, the reason Haiti's so fucked is because of us.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that was a misclue. We are supposed to put a little blip in that. That's my fault. That has nothing to do with the producer. I forget that when the guy talked at the end part, you know, he said the word I was supposed to blip it out. That's my bad, Mr. Producer. I apologize to each and every one of you listening tonight. That's my fault. I was supposed to tell the producer, but where it came in such a short time and got caught in traffic, I forgot to block that part out. But if you listen to the overall flick, you would hear Hillary Clinton Foundation. This is all true. This is all true. After the earthquake, the natural disaster, they find gold, they find silver, they find bronze, and that isn't even what they're exploiting over Haiti. Haiti is not a poor nation. Those people who need to be live in Haiti, to come to the Bahamas, or go anywhere in the world if their natural resources were not exploited by France and America and the world. So the problems that Haiti are facing today, right now in the world today, is the fault of the U.S. and France. And unless they allow these people to help and help them govern themselves and stay in the back, but let leaders emerge in Haiti, you know, many people, I get a caller? Okay, I'm going to let this caller give his point of view. Go ahead, caller. You're on
Hello,
inside
good
the
night.
City. Good night.
How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Excellent history. You always do your research.
Yes, sir.
But you left out two important facts.
Go ahead, sir.
Christopher Columbus was a Spaniard.
Spaniard, how are you? Okay.
And he was sent out by King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella.
So
they gave him a flotilla.
Yes, but most people believe he's English.
No. After he came and went back a second time, and he didn't get what he wanted, he went to England.
That's right. That's what people need to understand.
Right.
That's right.
That's history, kind of right. Now,
yes,
the next
Go ahead, sir.
What you forgot is when the French left and took what they took, America came in and took Haiti gold reserves.
Yes, that's, I was getting to that. Go ahead, sir.
It was billions of dollars today.
That's right.
Now,
go ahead.
Well, let's say America alone
yes,
give back the gold reserve to back their money,
mm-hmm.
Haiti will start to flourish.
Yes.
The average Haitian don't want to leave Haiti. You know?
No, they don't want to leave Haiti.
They love Haiti. But I understand their circumstances. The
yes.
more we talk and the more the public is educated, I wouldn't want to say to myself if I was Haitian and don't know somebody's going to kill me.
Yeah, get that right.
Okay, so I understand their plight, but it's just that it's a strain on different countries.
Yes, it's a strain. It's a strain on us.
But you got your facts right. I'm listening,
okay.
As usual.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, and I glad you came in and add those stuff I missed out, because it's very important for persons like yourself, you know, to listen to the conversation and be a part of this conversation, because we are finding out the why, and once we find out the why, then we know, we give the solution, the gentleman just gave a solution, give back the people their gold reserve and let them increase their dollar. You know, if we could get the Haitian dollar to increase, you know, we'd see a lot of changes in the country. What do you say, producer? Okay. This is the next call. We're going to take this next call real quick. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City on Guardian Radio.
Good. Brown.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Thompson. Very good night to you, sir.
Have you told me you were on? I didn't even know.
Yes, I gave you a lot of compliments early in the show.
Okay, well, let me say this. I had Mr. Jeff Williams on.
Yes, sir.
My show, it was yesterday.
Yes, sir.
He gave some very startling information.
Wow.
I had them hearing for the first time.
Okay.
There's a lot of mixed reaction to what is happening in Haiti.
Mm.
I believe we have to listen objectively. My understanding is from the professor at British Columbia University in Canada.
Yes, sir.
Is that the United States and the international community has been interfering in the affairs of Haiti.
Yes, sir. Been saying it for years. Go ahead, sir.
That's what they are saying. And according to CARICOM has also said that it must be a Haitian-led solution to the problems in Haiti.
Sir.
Now, I'm getting the understanding this seven-man committee that is supposed to be set up is not in accordance with the Haitian Constitution. Mm. I haven't seen the Haitian Constitution. I'm going to try to get a copy of it.
Yes, sir.
But the difficulty with that is, even though the Constitution is supposed to be there, it's not being adhered to.
Not being followed.
And that is a problem.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've heard people trying to compare the Bahamas with Haiti. There are some very distinct features.
Mm-hmm.
When you look into our history, from 1729, you must also remember there were two colonial masters. You had the British.
And the French.
Under the British. And the Haitians, along with others, came under the French.
Yes.
You're going to find a marked difference between Haitians and the Indians. That's just a fact of life.
Mm-hmm.
Their upbringing is totally different from ours. I'm not saying we're in any way better than them, because we're all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But the kind of things that they do in Haiti, high level of violence, having sex with females openly in the street, burning people, putting necklaces around people and then lighting them afire, that's not Bahamian. When you see people behave like that, that's not us. That's not Bahamian at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we cannot take on the problems of Haiti. It's too hard for us.
We all agree on that. We all agree on that.
We have too many of them in here now. Mm. Now, many of them are here illegally. Mr. Williams told me and the audience, because everyone was there to hear it, that a large section of our money is being paid out to Haitians, because he said he was responsible for the checks. Plenty checks being paid to Haiti out of national insurance. People who are in Haiti today, he was responsible as a part of an ambassador's responsibility to get these checks to these people every month.
Yes, sir.
I heard that from him, and he was in a position to know. Then he told me he had a close relationship with the President Moye, I think his name is, the one who was recently murdered.
Yes, yes.
Also, there are millions of Haitians, well, let's put it this way, he didn't call them Haitians, millions of personalities who are in the northern part of Haiti, who are not a part even on the register. They don't count them as Haitians. These are individuals who are as nobody in that nation.
Yes, yes.
And over 3 million.
Yep.
So, Mr. Brown, I sympathize with them, but, you know, it's a monumental problem.
Yep.
The Haitians ought to solve their own problems. Yes, I'm not disagreeing with that. But they have had from 1804... when they became an independent nation. Of course, France put a heavy tax on them.
And that is the
They just recently finished paying it just in the last century.
So you could imagine, Mr. Thompson, That's the main reason Haiti the way it is today.
I know. Tell me the last part. I didn't catch that.
I say, and that's the reason Haiti the way it is today, because their money devalued, paying that huge sum.
I'm not disagreeing.
That was a design plan. That was a design plan to destabilize the country.
They have been destabilized from its inception.
No. If you look at it from the beginning, Haiti was one of the richest Caribbean countries in the world. So,
Just go look back. Remember now.
Just look back. They were one of the most wealthiest country in the world, Caribbean.
I'm not saying that they were not. That I'm not discussing that portion of it.
Okay.
Because we are wealthy in the Bahamas too.
And we're in the same position as them because.
No. Listen carefully.
Go ahead.
We are wealthy in the Bahamas. Also, we have those natural resources.
Uh-huh, that's what
but
I mean
you're
right
going
there.
To find that the overwhelming majority of the people do not benefit from those resources.
That's right. So same position.
Now, from 1729, and I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Go ahead.
1729, right on up to now, we've had a peaceful transition of administrations.
No, that's not true.
No,
we didn't have a peaceful transition. We didn't have a peaceful. We had the Burma Road riot where people were killed. You remember that? Bahamians were killed. You remember the Burma Road riot?
I heard.
You remember Guy Fawkes? Yeah. All independence, all
now
these things.
Now. No, listen. About the peaceful administration.
No, I know. I'm saying all about the peaceful. But even peaceful Bahamian people got killed and punished. So that were a part of it. The British took their guns and they shoot them Bahamian people on Burma Road.
No, I understand all of that.
Okay.
I'm saying that when you compare the history of both Haiti and you compare the history of the Bahamas from the time it was a colonial power from 1729.
Yes, sir.
We didn't fire one shot to change an administration.
Mm.
We're the only country in the Western Hemisphere, perhaps even in the world, that has that.
Yes, I would agree.
Unfortunately, we have allowed some personalities who got some other ideas in their head to paint the Bahamas in a different way.
Yes, sir.
That is a strong selling point we can give to those nations who are struggling with democracy.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying we are perfect.
Yes, sir.
But we have an incredible record that even in the United States, their democracy was shaken under Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
When there was that violence in...
Parliament.
Yeah, right. Up in Washington.
Yes, sir.
And people were murdered there, and, you know, but I'm saying in the Bahamas, there's been this relatively peaceful transition
for
300 years.
Yeah, because we send our politicians, you know, who went and learned the British way, and they learned the British law, and they came back to the Bahamas and they fought against the British in that type of way. Yes, you're correct.
Okay, I'm not going to disagree with that, but what I'm trying to say is we don't believe in picking up the machete and chopping your head off.
Huh?
We don't believe in picking up the machete and chopping the head off. We don't believe in burning down the House of Assembly. See the House of Assembly? That's a historical building. We wanted to stay right there if they move the parliament to somewhere.
We might not believe in the machete, but we sure believe in the gun and knife.
You're missing my point.
No. That's no different between someone chopping somebody up. Murder is murder. I understand the situation, savagery going on in Haiti.
I'm making a comparison as far as the administration of the country is concerned. I'm not saying we are perfect. Yes, we have murder. Now, we got to find out who's committing these murders. I'm not sure. We are sure who they are. Are they genuine Bahamians or are they persons purporting to be Bahamians? Because we get blamed for all kinds of things, you know. I know a genuine Bahamian. And no one is going to fool me to make me believe that fellow who comes from somewhere else purporting to be Bahamian is Bahamian. I know how a Bahamian ought to be. I know the psyche of the Bahamian people. And so the thing is, yes, we have some problems. We need to work on our country to get even better so that more of our people can enjoy the benefits of this country.
Okay.
And the problem with Haiti is they have to deal with it, and I can sympathize with them, but they say they want a Haitian-led solution. Because all the things that you mentioned, it is true that they disagree with all these things.
Yes,
so what do you do?
Well, like you said, you're going to have to empower the people. And the people say they don't want that seven-panel board. They don't want the seven-panel board because they're being getting U.S. presidents who are being devastating to them. We saw with the COVID-19 that president just got killed. He was a good president, listening to the report, right? Now we're hearing that the prison outbreak And those same people who were a part of the U.S. military who was working out of Colombia, who were sent from the U.S. government to destabilize Haiti again just 2 years ago. That's why the president got killed, because he was not going to let the citizens of Haiti get the COVID-19 shot. So they sent in their assassins. And it's true. And they were caught by the Haitian gang leaders. And the Haitian gang leaders who were supposed to be these ruthless set of people. Listen now. Let's think about this now. Listen, see if we can say people ruthless and all that. Yes, there are people getting killed in Haiti, but they're still decent people. Not everyone who's a gang leader is going to do the same thing as the next gang leader, you know. There are people who have heart, even though they're rough and tough. There are certain people who are principled. So in this case, now the president of Haiti got killed. These highly trained U.S. Mexican, U.S. Colombian soldiers who were sent there to capture, then they got orders to kill him. They tried to get away to reach the helicopter, but the Haitian people heard what was going on, the gang leaders, and they grabbed their assault rifle, and they gone be the police. And they capture these Colombian, U.S.-led mercenaries, and they turn them over to the proper authorities at that time. Now we're hearing that there's a prison outbreak in Haiti, and so many Haitian prisoners are being released. And these same prisoners who were in the custody of the Haitian, whatever it is, government, I don't think it is a government, whatever it is, the proper authority, whatever it is, escape. You don't think all this is a planned out thing? You got to think. This goes deep. The people them, these countries don't want Haiti to destabilize. In order to steal all their riches and wealth, you let them become violent. You let them fight against one another. You put some millions in this gang leader hand. You put some millions in this another gang leader hand. You put some money in the politician hand or be of this party and this party. So you separate the whole country. Even though Haiti wants to be one, there's so much faction. Just like in the Bahamas, we get the PLP and FNM. And you have someone who do good on the PLP side and he try it. You know, then some people in this party don't like him because he doing such a good job. He go shine them. They work against the guy. And he could be the person who has the idea and the plan to push the country forward just as well as the FNM. Then if you're doing something so good, let me give you a prime example. We had Brendan McCartney doing a good job with the immigration department. He put on his boots and started walking, going with the immigration officers and police. He got a call from Hubert Ingham. What you trying to do? Huh? Trying to outshine me? Huh? Rape Benwell McCartney, yes, now. Huh? In McCartney's pharmacy. Huh? When you try, do good. Huh? McCartney's pharmacy, that's where he is, Mr. Benwell. Huh? He was going to be the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Benwell Ingham say, yeah, before you ever become prime minister of this country, I'd give it to my good friend Perry Christie. And then a couple of months later, you see Perry Christie and Hubert Ingham riding. They separate in the boundaries on East Creek. You know what I mean? This is no game, bro. Destabilize. Iraq is the same thing. You know, if America don't like you, they put sanctions on you. You know, I'm not against America, but America is showing its true colors. You know, in the country, it was 50 years ago where everyone wanted to go to America and be American and praise America. They have done too much wickedness. Now it come back to haunt them. Why do you think they get so much enemies now? Huh? Too much wrong. We're going to take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm Scoogie.
Good night, Mom.
One of these days, I'm going to see you and I'm going to give you the book, The History of Haiti.
Okay. Excellent.
I have it right here.
Yes, Mom. Go ahead, Mom.
Toussaint. The first president they had in Haiti.
Yes, ma'am.
Was a general in Napoleon's army.
Okay.
He asked Napoleon to go back to his country, Haiti, to help develop it.
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon allowed him. The Haitians were under French,
mm-hmm.
not Spain. The Cubans were under Spain.
You said
I have the history book right here.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Asked him, and then he went back. He told Napoleon, I will help build my country.
Wow.
What does France used to allow them to do? They grow sugar. Haitians don't go hungry. They grow yam, eddy, mm-hmm. all kind of things, rice. So he went back to Haiti, and he told them, he said, we're going to get our freedom from France. He didn't ask them for it. He took it. The French used to come there, take all the syrup, and they carry
the
syrup to Europe to make sugar.
Listen, people, listen, listen, people. Go ahead, Mom. You did an excellent job. Go ahead, Mom.
So he killed all the French captains that brought the syrup
and take
the Haiti to take to Cuba to make sugar. You see, Cuba, the Haitians didn't learn how to make sugar, but they know how to grow the cane.
You see this?
And get all the syrup from it. So what he did, Toussaint told them, he said, we're going to get our independence. He said, we got that. He said, what he did, he asked, he said, we got to go down. They turned down to the devil and asked the devil to help them get the independence.
I heard that.
They need, Haiti needs God.
Yes, ma'am.
But what he did, he murdered all the Frenchmen who had the boats, sailed the boats, and he killed them. Then he took all the boats and went to Europe, to America. And so when the Europeans heard what he did, no one bought the syrup to make sugar from Toussaint.
Mm-hmm.
Toussaint sailed back to Haiti. He had no money. And he sailed back there. And so from he sailed back there, he was the first president of Haiti. So the French then took him and put him in exile. And they put Napoleon in exile because Napoleon used to fight every country he could come across.
Yes, ma'am.
The Balia had to use an iron hand to control.
Yes, ma'am.
That's why he was there for so many years. He used the tom-toms to keep the Haitians under control. And so the Haitians, them, do not want democracy. They need God. Let me tell you, TBN built a big hospital in Haiti. TBN helped the Haitian people. But Haitian people have to know how to call on Jesus Christ. In order, Haiti's live in darkness from the time they told Satan, I want you to deliver us. They turned their body down to the devil and worshiped the devil. The Pope went there. And when the Pope went there, as he came out to church, the Haitians were worshiping voodoo. You see, their culture is voodoo. So when you see the Haitian people, they made money. We used to get all our mangoes, and we used to get all under the UBP to get everything till they brought typhoid fever.
Wow.
The UPP government bound the Haitians for 12 years because they brought typhoid fever to our people.
So that's when all the fruits and vegetables be used to be on the...
Yes, they used to bring it here.
Yeah, I remember.
The UPP bound them for 12 years so they couldn't bring their ships here.
And I wonder why it stopped him.
They came under the black government, Pinlin.
Yes.
You see, then they decided they couldn't do what they did under the UPP. Mm-hmm. They did it under the Pinlin's government. You see, because they say, oh, that's the black government now, so we'll all try to inflate ourselves. See, you could be sympathetic, but a people have to want something. Ben de Valier Sr. died. America did came and take out de Valier Jr. and send him to France.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have a stable government ever since because America don't do like the British. Let me tell you how we got here in the Bahamas. When the Americans and the British fought for their independence.
Samuel
they wanted independence from Britain.
Samuel Lord.
All the lords. You see the lord role in Exuma?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
We have the plantations there.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
They asked the British government. They didn't want to fight against King George III.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, tell us the nearest place. What is near America? The British government, George III, said that the Bahamas. So they brought their slaves, which was from Carolina, Philadelphia. You see how we cook like New Orleans and all those other places.
Yes,
Virginia?
Ma'am.
They brought them here to the Bahamas.
Yes, ma'am.
They settled in Exuma. They settled in San Salvador. Mm-hmm. We have the plantations are there. But when the war was over after America won their independence from the British, they told them to leave the slaves there.
Yes.
We were not mistreated the way Jamaicans
no,
and
we
others,
were the best.
That's why they are so different.
Yeah, we were the number one best treated slaves in the whole
you see?
World.
That's why Pompey. You see Pompey Square?
Yes, that's why I talk with Pompey.
That's why he tried to rebel because they just wanted, they didn't want to go to Cat Island.
That's right. I talk with it. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
You see?
Yes, ma'am.
So the lords leave their slaves here because it was unpopulated. We had, you know, they were patrolling the seas. and they were taking over, you know, black bread and all of that.
Yes, ma'am. Rachel and Andres.
That's how we get Rhodes Rogers, the French royal governor.
And they said,
so the British captured Rhodes Rogers.
Yes, ma'am.
And they said to him, if you capture all those pirates, said, we want them, ma'am. We will make you head. We'll make you governor general. And so Rhodes Rogers, he was a pirate himself, but he captured all of black bears and all of them. So they wanted, this island was unpopulated, even the first settlers here, because the lords them brought their slaves here. And so George III said, leave them here to populate the Bahamas. We were peace, that's why we are so different.
Yes, ma'am.
And they leave the slaves in Exumas and Salvador and all, you know, Cat Island. The Bermudans came here and populated Lutris.
Yes.
I have a book. I'm going to give you that book.
Yes, ma'am.
See, don't let these people, the Haitians.
No,
that's
ma'am.
That's why
no.
The Valier
had to
use an iron hand. He used the tom-tom to keep them down, the Valier Senior. That's why when he died. See, when the British leave you, they leave you a house of assembly. They leave you democracy. When these other countries like America, they take over the leader.
That's
but they
right.
Don't teach the people how to run their country.
That's right. They
but we
got to
thank God we are some of the oldest
yes.
With the House of Assembly in this part of the world.
Thank you very much, ma'am. You educated us real good tonight. Thank you very much. She did a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job. You know? I wish they come in. Yes. She talked the real stuff. Yes. Yes. That is the truth. Yes, yes. And like as she talked about Old Bear, that's one point that, you know, most people would say, you know, awesome. It's good to know your history. And the lady, you know, she was talking so good. You know, she was mentioning the fact, and she said, don't, you know, be systematic and these people. You know, for me, like I said, it's a problem. Identify the problem. And the problem is the woman said they need God. That as well. But remember, the same plan they had for Haiti, they had the same plan for Jamaica, they had the same plan for the Bahamas. We are all colonized and all us fought for independence. We all under the British and we all under the French. So if you look at it, if you really look at it, we were all in the same shoes. Yes, some might have grew up differently. Because of their circumstances and their large population, probably not praising God, you know, and worshiping voodoo, it probably put a curse upon them because the Bible tells you these things, you know, and probably the sins fall on the nation, you know. But if you look at their nation, stratosphere, and the lady talked about Cuba, which I mentioned earlier, you would see they were very helpful to other Caribbean countries. So if we're saying the whole nation is do voodoo, I don't think the whole nation is do voodoo. You know, I don't think the whole Bahamas is do John Canoe. The whole Bahamas do John Canoe. No, I'm not taking a point on the lady because she made some valid point. I'm not saying that. But the whole country is not John Canoe. The whole country is not Christian. You know, we have atheists in the country as well. But that lady, she did a wonderful job. I'm just making a little point of view. You know, and I'm not sympathetic to nobody. I want to see their country get better. And we know the why. And the lady gave her account, I gave her account, the caller gave her account, and we all heading a point about the French and about the United States of America. And the lady made a point where she stating that America, you know, the British should leave you a structure on how to govern and how to run your country. But the Americans, they come in and they destabilize you. They don't teach you how to run a country, you know? We're going to have to take a break on Guiding Radio. Be right back. After the break.
Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. But I doing the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people I from.
Nassau, Bahamas, big up in town, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke, Dayton.
Why? Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, no, boy. Just a hard day.
What? Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
Boy, ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, Ford Storehouse at 325-5801 for further information or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up in town, bro.
Good night, we're back on Garden Radio. I'm your host, Valentino Bryan, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge, Scroogey. I am P, Governor, host of the talk show, Inside the Inner City at Vermeer's, every Friday at 6:30 a.m. Mom, could you please give us that book, because it's really, really fascinating. I would love to read it, because I love to read about history. I mean, some of the facts we talked about, I already know about. But, you know, you add some stuff on that's really, really juicy, and it's really, really nice for us to hear. You know, but I'm one who... You know, I don't like the hate. There's a reason why I don't like the hate. This is the reason why. I understand something. I know that we're never ever gonna be able to get all the illegal immigrants out of this country. And if we keep on talking about Haitian nationals, let me tell you why. You better be careful. Unlucky thing these people take on our ways. You know, the lady talked about it. And let's be honest with ourselves. Let's just be honest with ourselves. Do we have police officers on the Royal Bahamas Police Force who are Haitian nationals? Do we have numbers on the Defense Force? Do we have numbers of Haitian nationals who are now Bahamians on the Royal Bahamas Police Force, who are now Bahamians? Do we have parliamentarians inside the House of Parliament who are Haitian nationals who are now Bahamian citizens? Do we have prison officers who are now Haitian national, who were Haitian national, now are Bahamians? So you tell me, you don't know who is who in this country, so you got to be careful who you're saying things to. You could say, oh, I don't like this Haitian people. But the policeman inside you is your boss. It's the director could be a Haitian national who already became a Bahamian citizen over the years. All in the Junkano groups are Haitian nationals who are Bahamian people. You understand? So be careful how you're hating, because guess what? You can't win this. There's no way in the world you could win a war, because the people are in our systems, in our corporate, in our system. The only thing we can do is show love and try to correct the situation we get now by stopping those coming illegally in the country. Let's put a full stop to that. And the only way we're going to do that is if we know the why. The why is France and America causing this problem. So let's start to focus and tell them, man, let people take care of their country and empower the people. We here in the country, we have to work with one another here to make sure we show what a true Bahamian is. That lady who talked a few minutes ago, who my friend Santana Forbes said she did a wonderful job. We are loving, caring. Yeah, we might not grow up the way they grow up, but the Bahamas was headed that way. Don't you see the burning of bodies in the Bahamas? We never find no burning bodies in the country. We ain't find bodies chopped up in the Bahamas. Huh? We just had 27 murders in January. We had 147 a few years ago. Then we had 127. You understand? We're going to take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Hey, good night, George. How you doing?
Good night to you.
All right, I'm good.
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. I just tuning in maybe about 20 minutes, half an hour ago. I was in and out of the last conversation with the lady. I caught as far back as professor. What I wanted to add to your conversation, two points.
Go ahead, Mr. Thompson.
Across two areas. The national or the official national religion practiced by the majority of Haitians is not voodoo. What? It's not voodoo.
Christianity?
No, the majority of them are Catholics.
Catholics.
Yeah. if you visited Haiti, they have Catholic churches all around in Haiti.
That's what I was
saying. And they have a small percentage of Haitians who practice voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens, unfortunately. Negativity travels much
and
faster.
Than
positivity.
Then they say the whole country is doing it.
And unfortunately, people try to brand
everybody.
The Haitian population.
Everyone in the country. Everyone in the country is doing voodoo.
That's not true.
Just like everyone in the country, in the Bahamas is not a Christian. Go ahead.
When I visited Haiti. I found the same thing to be true. We were all throughout Haiti conducting business on behalf of the government. But the next point that I want to speak to is relating to what you started to discuss along the lines of the gangsters who are now controlling Haiti, right?
Go ahead,
to,
sir.
To me, to my mind, I believe that they had that boat is already sailed, but they had the perfect opportunity to be seen as revolutionists.
Yes, yes, yes. Instead of killers,
in a positive sense.
Yes, yes, I agree.
In a sense that they were challenged by what has been taking place in their country for decades or for centuries.
Yes,
and they stepped up to the plate in a legal manner in order to rescue their country from what they consider to be shackles that were placed around the country. But that ship has sailed, Scrooge. And it'll be very interesting, based upon what has happened in Haiti with the persons who should have been on the side of good.
Yes.
But instead, they are gangsters who freed, according to reports, international reports, who freed thousands of prisoners.
On international prisoners.
It'll be interesting to see how the United States, CARICOM, and world leaders around the world
respond to this.
Try to switch this into something positive,
mm-hmm.
right? In terms of establishing a government out of this holy mess, because that's exactly what it is—a holy mess. It's impossible to establish anything that represents any kind or any form of good government coming on the foundation of criminality.
Yes.
Scrooge. It is not possible. It is not technically nor legally possible. And I'll be watching with great interest to see how in our modern time, in the time that we are living in, Scrooge, we have witnessed a revolution on the negative side of the equation take place in Haiti, and to see how the governments of the world, including the superpower of the world, the U.S., and the other partners, try to fix this up to make it look good in 2024. Wow. It'll be very interesting to see how that unfolds.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Thank you very much, Mr. Anton Thompson, gave a good, great contribution just now, as long as well as that lady. My friend Tana called me just now, and Tana Forbes, just called me just now. He told me, say, wow, that lady gave a mouthful. Yeah, she was correct on many of the topics she said. And just to say, the whole lady is not doing the voodoo.
You know, I do my research too there, Catholic Church set up in Haiti. You know, there are people who worship voodoo, but the whole nation does not. It's just like saying the Bahamas is a Christian nation. That is a bunch of foolishness. The Bahamas is not a Christian nation. We stand for a Christian nation, but not every and each and everybody in this country is a Christian. Okay? Just like, you know, you understand? Everyone in the Catholic. Oh, and Anton, come and say, how are you a Catholic? Because he's saying, like, how you must travel to Haiti, Haitian, there's Catholics over there. So he's saying, how you know there's a Catholic, you know? I guess basically because, you know, you're a church-going guy, so you know what it is to be a Catholic. Not just coming in, just pulling your leg. But, yeah, we had a good conversation today, but I just want to say this, you know.
It's good.
Yes. We're completely out of time, but you can make it real quick. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hello, excuse me.
Yes, yes.
I'm coming back again. It's ironic you said two things when you were giving your monologue about how America sent the president down here, the one who got killed. Something you had said about him, about the conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said how the people that were caught, the mercenaries, they were in prison. They escaped.
They escaped too.
And this thing. Now, I bet you there's some men in America with their feet up to you right now. What I'm saying, all of that to say this.
Yes, sir.
There's anytime you see a revolution or a war happen,
yes, sir,
there's money being, and there will be casualties of this, yes, and the rich will get richer.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. And that's fine. War and Haitian custody captured by the gang leaders, turned over. Now the gang leaders overrun the prison. And now the same people who killed the president are free. And like the caller said, they could be up in America now scratching their legs because they didn't want the world to know. See, they were not supposed to get catch because they assassin, they're mercenaries. So since they get catch, they can put before a panel and the court and they can start to expose who they work for. So America and whoever country ain't gonna stand for that. So what they're gonna do, they're gonna pay those gang leaders. Look here, cost problems. I've been given the same, listen to me people, Rachel and the Bahamas, I've been given the same assignment from high officials, Rachel in this country, to do the same thing to destabilize and cause confusion on the streets so that we could get the people to vote this way. But in that case, it's not that way. They're talking about the natural resources and they didn't want the truth to come over with the president. All at a stage to destabilize Haiti. We must understand that as long as that keep on going on, we're going to always help the screen and all this mass migration coming here to the Bahamas. What we need to do is let them fix up Haiti. Let them get the natural resources. Let them fix their country so that we can start to focus more on the next generation of Bahamian people in this country who are poor. And even though we're one of the richest Caribbean countries in the world, just like Haiti, so that we can provide the best education, the best health care, our small businesses, you know, and the best country in the world we could create here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I want to say thanks to all the callers. You guys did a wonderful job on getting ready. Mom, please, we're looking forward to get that book. You did an awesome job here tonight. Please, if you get the book to me, let me read it about Haiti. Let me read it about Cuba. You know, it'd be very educational. And I love more than to read. I'd love to read. So good night to everyone. I hope you enjoyed the show. And we'll see you next week on Inside the Inner City.
I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, bigger Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke, Dayton, bro.